Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're reeling in the yeast, stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tea? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. Steely Dan bringing us back. 17 Till, one of my favorite bands. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you go to my website when you can't get time. Well, you know what? Go ahead and do it now, even if you don't have time. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's going to be part of your homework. And there is a question buried there that's going to be on the test. So you need to find that, or otherwise you'll fail the test. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question. Don't forget to check out the website. I mean, the Brain Trust members on the website, the articles, the archives. There's something you can do there in 3 seconds. There's something you can do there in 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. Whatever time you have on whatever topic you're thinking about, whatever you're excited about or frightened about, we got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Philippa Games is there. She's deposited a body of work with us over the years. That is excellent, and it's all about helping you understand your web strategy, how you can do a better job with your online world. Philippa, we talked about strategy in the previous segment and some things to think about with regard to strategy. Don't focus on the things before you focus on the overall direction that you want to go and what do you want to get out of your web strategy. How do you want to combine your online world with your traditional world, and how can you serve customers? But you said something about checking on it, about making sure that you're evaluating the performance of it and everything. What are some of the myths and some of the truths about that?
Well, of course, the biggest proof of how your website's performing is in the analytics, because that's going to tell you an awful lot of in-depth information. And, you know, there's a rule in my book called Drill Below the Dashboard. Mm-hmm. So a lot of business executives get the dashboard piece of the analytics, you know, which is the executive summary. And the problem is that most of the time these are presented and they've got graphs and they've got URLs and they've got numbers and nobody has a clue what any of it means, because, it's not easy to read. And so what they do is they look at the first number, which is, usually the number of visitors, and they look and they go, oh, good, it's bigger than last time, so things must be going well. Mm-hmm. And they move along because it's easier at that point to say, great, everything must be okay. And that means that you're missing out on the opportunity to really take a good look at what's happening further down in your site and where the problems are. And, of course, these days also in your social media presence, because we can get social media analytics from Facebook.
Right.
We can, from YouTube, we can see how they integrate into your web presence if you're trying to bring people from social media to your website. And, of course, you can't look at the analytics. It's interesting. My last rule just says you just got to keep coming back to the strategy, because you can't look at those numbers and figure out what's going on unless you know what you want to be going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it just keeps coming around to that.
So bore down into the analytics a little bit. Of course, and numbers might not be your goal, right? I mean, sheer numbers might not be your goal. Quality of visitor is important too, isn't it?
Well, of course.
I mean, if you're a diner, you don't need 10,000 visitors to your website. You just need 100 that check out your menu every day.
Right. Well, and if you're a diner, you don't need 10,000 visitors from somewhere else entirely.
Exactly.
You need 10,000 or 100 visitors from where you live.
Right. That's exactly right. The reason local search is so important.
Right. Yeah, and, a lot of people focus on search engine optimization and traffic, and they say, I've got to have my keywords high up in the search engine so I get tons of traffic. And again, if that starts happening, they think that things must be really good. And I actually have a horror story in the book about a company spent a tremendous amount of money on search engine optimization, but their website didn't tell those visitors, they didn't do anything to qualify the visitors, mm-hmm. because they actually only sold to major orders. Mm-hmm. They didn't sell onesies and twosies, and so most of the people who came to the website were completely useless to them.
Right. Now, you say that being up high up on the rankings is not a big deal, but it is in local search, isn't it? I mean, if you sell pepperoni pizza in Peoria, when somebody types that in, you want your pepperoni pizza shop to come up pretty high, don't you?
Yes. Sorry,
in the local search, not in the national search, but
right, exactly.
Or a global search.
I actually do have a rule called rankings don't matter, because not every ranking matters. What you have to look for is the keywords that actually really perform for you. And not all keywords do, and sometimes the ones that you think might be the obvious ones aren't the ones that bring you the best qualified leads.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's about quality and not numbers. There's a great example in the book. I talked to a search engine expert. I interviewed a lot of people for this book. And I talked to one of my greatest friends in the SEO world, you know, and he said, as an example, they had a client who was buying data warehousing and enterprise data warehousing, which sound pretty similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they discovered, when they looked at it really carefully, that people who put the word enterprise with data warehousing were further down, way further down their purchase cycle, and much more likely to buy than people who only put data warehousing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's something that, and of course, there's far fewer people who use the complete phrase, which means that it's easier for them to be higher up in the search. And so if they lost their ranking on just data warehousing, they didn't care anymore.
Right. Philippa, this is for the average small business. This is so far over in the weeds, and it's good information. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about regular small business and what they're really more likely to focus on in the 10 minutes a day that they've got time to work on their website themselves. Philippa Gaines, folks, is the president of Websites That Win International. And Philippa, give us the website, please.
It's websitesthatwin.com.
Check it out. And the new book, the title quickly.
42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins.
And that's coming out later this year. Quick break, 10 till, right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.